modal harmonies on some of these songs, those that lend themselves well to that. If you want to come into the class that's held at in the chapel at 2, about 2:15, I think it is, we'll be doing some working on modal harmonies in there. And you can hear more of what that sounds like. And it has a, as the quickest way I can explain it to you is a modal harmony has almost a medieval sound to it. It doesn't have a straightforward, sweet harmony sound that you're used to hearing. And although it's certainly a very pretty sound to my ear, and I think the more you listen to it, the more you'll feel that way. It's just a matter of not being exposed to it. So many of us haven't, you know, we're certainly not exposed to it every day, and country music and what you listen to on the radio and everything, you don't hear modal harmonies. But we'll be working with that song. I think we could do a little bit of Sister?
Sure.
Any of our afternoon classes?
This was their assignment, the people in the afternoon class. Don't listen, Ellen.
Figure this out.
Great done with banjo in the background. This is a this is a song that's done by the women of the church for it's a funeral song done for the death of one of the women in the church. When one of the women has died, the women sing this to her. Okay, we'll sing this one for you.
Sister,
yet again, we
That's what modal harmony sounds like.
Jamie?
And to us, that sounds really, really, it's a nice sound.
People said it in their church, the whole congregation sang that. That's interesting. The auditions are different from place to place, because that was in Kentucky.
Yeah,
in Kentucky that they did it with the women singing.
I don't know if you all have discovered Fisherman's Friend or not.
We have stock in the company.
Huh? They have them down at the drugstore. Yeah, we're going to go down there and get just a gross of them. They're only 89 cents. Put them in the dust.
$3 in New York.
Yeah, they're $3.
We bootleg them up.
Yeah.
$5.89.
They are really good. Did you find one you want to sing?
Okay. We're going to teach you just a not a primitive Baptist song now, just a traditional two-part, what we call, you can call it echoing, you can call it, I don't know what you want to call it. Call and, it's not call and response. No, this is just one word that has two parts to it. Okay?
Yes.
I think this might be well. I think this should be done with this part.
What is it? Give me a hint.
When the soul never got
it. I've never done the guitar.
How many of you already know this? There are a lot of you in here that don't do much of this Southern singing. This is kind of a standard in this area. Standard all over the country. Okay. When you look at the chorus, you see all capital letters. Somebody has to be sure to do that part. That's the lead. The lead singer does not just sing melody. The lead leads. That means you have to.
Rebecca said she'd sing that part before.
We're going to sing it down low.
That's a pretty good key.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Okay? Sing the first verse and one chorus, just any way that you know it. Okay? And we'll see what kind of mess we've got to sort out. Okay? To Canaan's land, I'm on my way, where the soul never dies. Okay. Verse sounds real good. Let's hear just the lead and a tenor line, okay? Just the two parts. To Canaan's land, I'm on my way. Listen first. She's going to sing lead and I'm going to sing tenor. For those of you who don't know how to sing it or what it is, this is it.
To Canaan's land, I'm on my way, where the soul never dies. My darkest night will turn to day, where the soul never dies.
Even though we're not teaching harmony in here, per se, those who want to learn to sing the tenor, just watch my mouth and sing that part. I know you can hear it. Okay? Ready?
First verse.
She's singing lead and I'm going to sing tenor. If you want to learn to sing tenor, just look at me and say, sing what I'm singing.
To Canaan's land, I'm on my way where the soul never dies. My darkest night will turn to day where the soul never dies. To Canaan's land, I'm on my way where the soul never dies. My darkest night will turn to day where the soul never dies.
All right. I got some good tennis. Okay. On the chorus, you can do two parts on the capital letters and two-part harmony on the lowercase letters that are in parentheses. But you have to at least have a strong lead on those all capital letters. Okay, so let's practice just the capital letters. We won't do the many words. We'll just do the few words. Everybody.
No sad. Sing very strongly now. Give us a
firm lead on that.
Okay.
On the verse, you can sing whatever of those two parts that you want. Let's just do it in two parts right now.
Ready?
To Canaan's land, not upon our way, where the soul never dies. My darkest night will turn to day, where the soul never dies. No sad farewell, no sad farewell, no tear here dim eyes, where all ends well, and the soul will never dies. Roses blooming there for me, where the soul never dies, and I will spend eternity where the soul never dies. Oh, sad farewell, still fear here dimmed eyes, where all is love, and the soul never dies.
All right.
I could hear you guys on that.
All right, now we're going to switch. Lee's going to sing over there. Or the people with all capital words. People with the words in parentheses on this side. Right? Over at that 1 o'clock thing. Do you come to the 1 o'clock thing on the chapel? Try to be there, and maybe we'll do that. We'll do that as a group sing thing, and we'll have it. These many people will have it all straightened out. Can teach it to everybody else. Okay. I think that's it for today.